The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Woo! Oh, man!
Oh, my gosh.
Are you looking at this? It's so bright looking at the sun.
I got off-brand eclipse glasses, but man, it's fun.
Oh. Path of totality.
That's right. We're in it. And, well, that's about it.
Yeah, I guess. And then you just kind of go, you just like sit back down at your laptop and keep working. Katie, Kansas City was even more the path of totality like 7 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's, you know, I'd kind of been there, done that. And Katie was like, what? Do I need to go buy, should I buy the glasses, do it? I was like, just try, it's not worth.
I tried, I had a doctor's appointment. And so I like after, I was like, I'm out, I'm going to go find some. And I went and like, I went to Walgreens, they didn't have any, and I was like, well.
Oh, you really did try? I really did. It's funny, you step out on your porch, and you see your neighbors, and everyone kind of just kind of looks around, and you're like, pretty cool, huh?
How it's like a, it's a crescent. All right.
All right. Yeah, it's kind of like going to see any, like Mount Rushmore or something, like, ah!
You're seeing what I'm seeing.
Underwhelming a little bit.
I went to, so the eclipse in Kansas City was supposed to, like, hit its hardest. At 1:54, mm-hmm. I'm driving. It's like 1:45. And I was like, well, there's a Walmart right over here. So I went to Walmart at 1:48, 6 minutes before the eclipse. I was like, you have any eclipse glasses? So they laughed in my face. Like, no, we don't have any eclipse glasses. It's in 6 minutes.
I went to Walgreens at
first time hearing about it.
About 1:50. That's when.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Someone was trying to like buy glasses. There was like a car and someone walked out of Walgreens and was like, you selling glasses out of your car? Like it was like getting a little weird. I was like, all right.
The roof of my car is very, it's like a glass roof, but it's very tinted. And so I was like, between like polarized sunglasses and the roof of my car, I bet I can look at the eclipse. And so I Googled it real quick because I'm an adult. And Google said, absolutely do not look at the eclipse through your sunroof. So I almost went blind yesterday.
Dude, they really freak you out. I remember 7 years ago, I was just like, I just want to see it. I looked at it with my eyes. And then you start seeing all the stuff like do not.
Permanent blindness.
And for days, I was like, am I seeing worse or better?
I was thinking about that too. Like, you know, Rachel's in a school and all of her kids are out there and they've got the glasses on. I'm like, if this is as dangerous as they're making it seem, we shouldn't let kids, should just trust kids to keep their glasses on.
The parents, at least in some places, parents had to sign waivers saying that if their kid, if their kid looks at without, it's not like the school's responsibility.
That seems like such a gray area. Just like recess happens to be going on.
Yeah.
They didn't sign the waiver and their kid just staring at the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. You knew it was an eclipse today.
Well, I guess this is almost done. We're about to be all lit up in here again.
Yeah, lights are coming back on.
I guess we better roll music and get into today's episode. Correct opinion. Correct opinion. We're back. Ooh, that was fun.
The sun's at full strength again. This feels great.
I saw a TikTok of a guy being like, they don't want us to look at the sun because the sun, it heals.
Oh.
The sun restores your energy and they don't want us to know that.
Conspiracy theories used to be fun. And now it's just, it's
exhausting.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It used to be like 9/11. That's fine.
That one's, yeah.
Because I wouldn't think to like say anything bad about 9/11. It's like, whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, you made a whole documentary about it.
The guy put his life on line. He lost $1 billion. Like, that's some crazy stuff.
But when you start going after, they don't want us to look at, you know, objects in the sky.
Like, okay.
What's the motive here?
Like, speed limit? If there was none, we'd actually be safer. Why are they doing it? Why are they doing it?
Yeah. Before the mask, we had seatbelts. It's exhausting.
Wake up. It is. Every single thing has a conspiracy now. Every event with anything at all. And it is exhausting.
It's even aside from, I didn't see the don't look at the sun because that's how you heal, you know, theology. But what I saw was, you know, these cities that are in the path of totality are declaring a state of emergency ahead of the eclipse. And I don't think they were. I don't know why. What's going on? Yeah,
or a state of emergency. Why?
I don't know.
People can find anything. I saw a big breakdown of the two eclipses from the last.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Last and how the intersection of the two is in this town.
Uh-oh.
In the middle of Kentucky or something. And this woman was breaking it down. It was this tiny town, which its original name and in the original language means little ones. And just adjacent to it is the giant national forest or something like giant. She's like, so the little ones, are we awakening the giants? I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into this, but something weird's going on. And like, what? People make up anything.
I mean, that is such a stretch. I feel like they could have gotten way cooler with that like thing. Like with the eclipse pass, you know, this is where, you know.
That lady, she tried to fly out Katie to help prove the case. Like, she turns the corner.
The giant ones. Yeah. I mean, I did feel really tall Sunday night.
We do need to talk about the whole weekend. Sunday night.
Real quick, I'm going to tie a bow around it. Some people, I guess some states did declare a state of emergency to like release funds to be able to let people watch the eclipse or something.
It was like a fun emergency.
Yeah, it was like they deserved their glasses.
Like some people were out of school. Like some kids didn't go to school.
Fun emergency.
Yeah. So either way, I'm just sick of the conspiracies. All right.
We went to Dan and Shay. So you're referring to? Yeah. We took a photo I posted. I got a lot of comments because the angle is weird. Shay, no one can have it all, right?
This guy. Friend of the pod, Shay Moody, was on the podcast four or 5 months
ago. The Recties know him. Legitimately one of the best singing voices you'll ever hear in person. He's like 5'6".
Sex?
Well, his voice is so good. So I want to apologize. It was a Freudian slip. It's just funny. Katie next to a short guy all the time. It just looks like people default more to like, how tall is she?
Well, it wasn't, honestly, it wasn't really even that. It was where we were standing in the crowd. I mean, I was...
We were around a bunch of shorties, too.
Like
I was there, too, and it looked like... When I looked out, it looked like you guys were at a concert in Beijing. Really stood out.
We were just like... Because I had on some, like, a boot, so I was Trey's height, maybe a little taller. And...
No.
I was
same height. Same height.
I was taller.
Not possible.
And we were, like, in the front, and I just really felt like...
We were front row for context, right
on the stage,
which, you know, Shay just puts down for tickets. And knowing that when you put like friends and family down for tickets at your show, it's not like you're like, put them there. You don't know where they're going.
I want them in this row in this seat.
And a rule of thumb a little bit is like, I don't want my friends and family front row. I won't let like fans. I don't want to look down and be like, there's my aunt. It just kind of throws you off. And so when we were up there, I was like, oh, wow. We're just like, these are seats, and they're like, follow me, and they just keep going and going and going, and you're like, wow, we really are the front row, which was awesome, selfishly.
It was very fun.
Yeah. Shay off the show very quickly was like, wow, you guys were right there. Like, he didn't put us there.
I had never met him because I wasn't there for the podcast. I mean, he legitimately like introduced himself to me like on stage. He's like, oh, nice to meet you.
They're pros. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But right behind us was a group of 5-6 ladies. So Katie looks like a freak. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, having the time of their life.
They had a few good drinks. Good time.
And they're like, what? Drake it! And they're like doing the whole just Drake it shit. One girl goes, I like you more than him. I was like, well, okay. But it was so, they're so like nice. And then they're like, wait, who's this? you're married to her, and this girl is being so funny. She's like, this bee is hot. That bee is really hot. And they turn back around. I'm like, well, I guess you're a bee that's hot. And Katie goes, I needed that.
You're like, hey, Katie, I'm sorry they're saying that. She's like, don't make them stop.
I told Trey, I said, the only person who's allowed to call me that is a very drunk woman. Yeah. There's no other person allowed to call me
in
that.
In a form of a compliment. That is the acceptable. But no, it was fun. And there was cute little... There was a security guard who was just goaded so security. Sweet. He was probably a 70-year-old man. He was standing right there. He's having the time of his life.
Was he?
That's the best when security guards are like...
enjoying themselves.
They're like, wow, I get a front row seat. This is fun. Yeah. And he took it on himself to really try to grab the kids that were around. Let me finish the sentence. And I'm not setting it up well. And he was like taking it upon himself to really lift him to the stage until he finally got Dan or Shay's attention. And they come over and do like a very sweet thing. And it was like, oh... so heartwarming.
I saw that. I didn't realize that was the security guard.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I thought it was someone's grandpa.
Because how comfortable he seemed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he grabbed that boy by the wrist.
Right, and when he was kissing him on the cheek, I assume they were related. Right. But he was just being so kind. No.
Those are the best security guards. Yeah, previously worked in the Catholic Church, and now they just... they go to front row of these concerts. It's awesome.
Y'all are horrible.
But, so shout out... Dan Shea, we had a great time. Ben Rector opened too.
Very fun.
Great show.
Yeah. Some people with some real good voices.
Fun audience. And we did all that coming right back from Salt Lake, taping the special. So amazing weekend. Thank you to everyone who came out. We kept debating if this was less stressful than the first one, which I don't think it was, because I think the first one was like, we're so naive. We're just like, yeah, Derek did his thing. I trusted Derek.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. Derek had it. This one is a bigger crowd, higher stakes. You feel like hopefully the special will end up somewhere cool. But everyone did a great job by the end of it. I want to thank you guys all. Derek came out.
I was on stage.
Yeah. He got the gimbal out on stage. So if you saw him there,
no, you didn't.
We're going to have to kill you, which is the sad part. No, you didn't. Katie was there supporting. Of course, Jake did a great job supporting and getting the people laughing. So thank you to all of you guys. It was just the greatest weekend. Yeah.
It was fun. It seemed more stressful for other people this time. I don't know if you felt that, but we arrived that first day at like, I don't know, 2 p.m. or whatever, and everyone else is already like high strung and stressed. And you kind of just hope like, well, they're going to get it ready by tonight. I guess.
Day one, yeah, for those who don't know, well, you do know if you were there. Day one, it is kind of just everyone's figuring it out. You know, there maybe could have been more organized. A lot of creatives. They're just like...
so many wires, dude.
Yeah.
So many wires.
But they're doing their thing. And finally get there. Crowd's great. Lucas goes on. Jake goes on. My turn. I run out. And they know we're taping the special, right? So the audience just gives like an obnoxiously long standing ovation, cheering. Very kind. And then I finally go to speak and my mic malfunctions and doesn't work. So I have to run off side stage and I'm like, you know, having to come apart. I'm like, what? It's not working. And then you go out and then it's like, it just throws off the energy. And then
it's just wild because this is never happened. I mean, I've never had a mic not work. You've never had a mic not work. And it's like the night you're filming the most expensive show, you spend money on the production, like the mic doesn't work.
Then we had a music malfunction, had to pause. It was just kind of like, But then day two, everything was set up. Everyone was relaxed. And day two was a night to remember. And then Derek was out there. I knew he'd be kind of out there, but I'm seeing at one point, and I just, through my peripheral comes Derek, and he's like standing in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted so bad to be like, But I kept performing. I was proud of that.
That shot was sick, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure. No, he was already
right
showing
in your
me.
Grill. Yeah.
Derek, what was it like for you that first day? Was it stressful? Yeah. Like, what were the vibes like with the production crew?
100%. And then
worst day of my life. Yeah, thanks for asking.
But, y'all hit it pretty well. But
so we redid the, are we allowed to say the behind the scenes? We redid the intro a little bit with the gimbal running out. I came off the stage with an adrenaline rush, like shaking, because like there's more things on stage for me to trip over.
Sure.
And I'm flying blind, staring at the camera, but it was
get the blood pumping.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did have a couple fans take pictures of me though.
I got
mostly
tagged
very
in one.
Blurry.
Right. I did. It looked like when you see Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I think that's it. It was like just a blur in the background.
Which is how I prefer it.
It's good.
Yeah, it was fun. There was a cable cam.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like
it looks unreal.
Monday Night Football.
We're just for the recties to know. So, so many of the specials these days now, because Netflix has every comedian by the cajones.
The lower throats
mm-hmm. of the bladder.
Throat of the groin.
Because, like, we were just talking about the Netflix Comedy Festival, how there's like 500 shows, hundreds of comedians, and they're all
500 shows is unbelievable.
Unreal. And they've got the biggest comedians in the world. And our agent's like, none of them's getting paid what they usually get paid. It's just kind of like, well, I want to please Netflix, so they keep
Netflix daddy.
Yeah.
Can I keep having my specials on your website?
And so now most, unless they're one of the top comedians, most of these Netflix specials you see are people who self-produce and then go up to Netflix like, here it is for you, daddy. I made it all for you. Please. And then they say yes or no.
And then where you're getting at is you're about to do that. Yeah, get on your knees the next few months.
Netflix.
I brought Derek and I brought a choir.
Yeah, please.
Poppy.
Or Amazon, whoever.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe YouTube. I don't know. If it goes on YouTube, it's going to be the best looking special to ever be on YouTube. That's for sure.
I think.
But I just want people to like it. So I'm really just very pleased with how it went and the show. And it's just good to be through it. And now we have some fun summer dates. We're coming to the Dakotas, by the way.
Finally, crossed them off the list.
TreyKennell.com/tour, North and South Dakota.
I think I said
my agents were like, I don't know, it's hard to get to. I said no.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Because I haven't been to
those
states.
The great people of the Dakotas.
Yeah.
We're going.
You had me make the graphic, and I'm really glad we included Mount Rushmore. But Mount Rushmore is on the opposite side of the state. A very, very big state.
No, that's, I know. I feel like it's like, no, yeah. I'm coming to Fargo, North Dakota, Mount Rushmore sign. It's
like, ah. I'm coming to Albany, New York, Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Make sure they know. No, that'll be fun to see where it ends up. Bold prediction. I'm just going to let Recties, make sure you have a Hulu account.
Ooh.
That's my prediction.
That's actually definitely not happening, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang it. They said no.
I guess they are getting into the special thing. I think they're like slowly getting into it with just a few.
Well, there's just a lot of good shows on Hulu. So just have it.
I guess maybe not. Maybe.
It comes with Spotify Premium. So just get it. Anyway, guys. All right.
Okay.
When are we going to the Dakotas? Let them know.
June 8th and 9th.
Oh, kind of soonish.
Yeah. Get them while they're hot. It's going to be fun. Okay. You want to keep rolling with conspiracies?
Yeah. I'm no longer exhausted by them. Derek's got one for us.
I feel like Derek always has a few.
Yeah. 6 or 7 in a hopper at any time.
He actually brings up a really convincing eclipse one.
Like, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, one's different.
Does Derek make them up?
Yeah, this is Derek's account.
Oh, this guy. I mean, you see that guy with a mic and you're like, what is he? Is he a comedian? Is he a singer? He's a conspiracy theorist.
That's a police flashlight. That is not a microphone.
Wonder why your printer continuously runs out of yellow ink and refuses to let you print text, even when you're only printing in black and white? Well, because some of you are in the pocket of Big Printer, you'll say. Oh, well, it's because when printing in black and white, it uses a combination of colors to produce a deeper black.
Wrong!
Why does it have a black ink cartridge and a color ink cartridge, then? Second of all, in that case, it should just let you print a slightly less vibrant black instead of just outright refusing. No, it's because of this. A machine identification code. A unique microscopic pattern of yellow dots that says what the serial number and model of the printer is, so that they can trace who bought the printer and from where.
Oh.
Honestly, it's the same reason that the printer market itself is restricted. When was the last time you saw a printer that wasn't made by HP, Brother, Canon, or Epson? There are zero no-name printers because it's illegal to sell them.
What?
Because they might not spy on you. And also, this just applies to inkjets. Laser printers don't need color because they have their own separate way of watermarking everything you print. Everyone.
What?
You could put that music behind any story and you'd be like, I'm in.
That's the music I fall asleep to at night.
Yeah. Do I have to put on some white noise?
As a video guy, hated the video. The music was bad. The music was too loud. He used a special microphone to talk that was way worse than the iPhone audio would have been. A lot of that really bothered me. As far as Big Printer goes, that's hilarious.
It's artistic. I think that's the conspiracy, like the way they shoot and edit. It's, he's like, why is every printer only 4 companies? It's like, isn't that almost every product we buy?
Why can you only get a cell phone provider from like 4 major companies?
Yeah.
Why can...
Yeah. I bet you're driving either a Ford or a
Chevy, or a Dodge,
Hyundai, Toyota. Mm-hmm. There's only like eight options. Why?
If you want a bottled soda, why are there only like three different parent companies? Ever think of that? Mm. If you want candy from a gas station, why are there only like four different companies who make those?
All of them are tracking us.
The printer.
It's yellow ink.
I'll just, I mean, the guy has a phone, right? They literally, you buy a phone, like, we are gonna know everything about you. Good.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's cool with me.
I mean, how
worth it?
It's funny because it's like, we're not printing that often these days.
Yeah. what did he even have paper in his house?
Like,
if you write like, something
they're
down,
gonna know
are you
everything 80? About you. It's like, well, it kind of only print maybe like a shipping label. It's kind of
the when's the last time you used paper?
Dude, I don't know.
The last time I used paper is when we were at like a restaurant and I ran out of napkins. And I was like, well, the paper menu will do. Why else would you ever need to use paper? Katie has a
like
hard
paper
planner.
I do like using paper.
Oh, it's gross. Talk about the mail ick. You see your wife over there?
I just
writing down to do.
Rachel just asked me this yesterday. She was like, do you guys have icks of girls? Like, oh, yeah. We don't call them icks, but oh, yeah.
Oh, easy. Did you see? But play the Kelsey Plum clip. Just Google Kelsey Plum popcorn.
Yep. Know exactly what you're talking about.
This is the male equivalent of the ick.
While you pull that up.
Dude, the ick is getting in my head, though.
Word?
I'll do a little movement, like a revolving door was getting close to being shut. And I was like, ooh, let me hop in there. And I did like a prance, kind of slide. And I was like, oh, that was icky.
I think I
icked right
there. Oh, I inked.
I icked all over the place just then. I'll notice that.
Don't use that word.
Okay, well, this is the male ick. This is the male ick.
Enjoying the popcorn, apparently. The 2017 Wooden Award winner. Bar Kelsey Plum in the building, enjoying the popcorn. Apparently, the 2017 Wooden Award winner. Bar
ick.
What? Who is she?
Hey,
support women.
Sexist. Everyone do it.
You
sexist.
Don't know Kelsey Plum.
Sexist. I don't know. I don't know her.
Sexist. Yeah. Wow. She's one of the all-time greats of women's college basketball. Oh.
Okay, well, I don't even know. I don't even know any greats of men's basketball either. So
she's married to Darren Waller.
Okay.
Know who that is?
Yeah, because he went to my school.
Sexist.
Yeah, he went
sexist.
To my school.
She knows the guys,
he
not
shows
the girls.
Guys, not the girls.
He went to my school.
Darren Waller. He's sober now. He beat his drug addiction. And if she does the round him, he's going to shoot something up.
Wait, that is actually his wife?
Yes. I mean, that would make me have a drink or two. I'd be like, oh, she's doing the thing again.
I might go back to prison.
That was getting a lot of virality to that clip. People saying white women humor. Hey, we're funnier than that.
Maybe she just got nervous with the camera on her, you know? Maybe she regrets
it. She was trying to do a cute, like, you know, watching, eating my popcorn.
Loving it.
Maybe she just got nervous.
Did you see the other clips? I don't know what this whole like behind the scenes mic'd up of her watching a game is, but did you see those black girls talking to her about her privilege? Did you see this clip?
No, that sounds fun.
See if you could find that, Derek. It was very...
He's got that one bookmarked.
I was like, I'd find this way
Katie,
quicker.
We watched the national championship game.
Caitlin men's
Clark
or women's?
Is unreal. Both.
Good for you.
But the women's and... Katie, did you... You kind of watched? It was on.
I didn't watch a single second of it.
Oh. Well.
I didn't know it was on ever.
Do you just pick, did you wish Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese won? Who are you rooting for? Just say one name. Just say one, Angel or Caitlin.
I like Angels.
Ray. Oh. Dang it. I'm going to chant
she
racist.
Knew. She knew what to say, yeah.
Man, I was ready to chant
you
racist.
You remember that video last year, the whole viral thing where the girl was doing the thing? That's those two. They had a rematch. It was epic.
Oh, she did that against Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, mm-hmm. To her face.
Oh, I forgot it was her.
And Caitlin Clark beat her in the Final Four, but then she lost to South Carolina. Perfect season.
Wow.
South Carolina had a 6'7 woman who's just unstoppable.
Brazilian.
Where does basketball find these giants? By the eclipse. Where do they find... I've never seen a 7-foot guy in my life. I've never seen a 6'7 woman in my life. Where are the 6'7 women?
They are all playing basketball.
You know, she really does live up to the stereotype. Like, what are you, an Amazonian woman? She's like, I am from Brazil. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, pretty
yes.
nearby.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like if you're that tall, you're probably pulled to the side pretty early. Like, are you good at basketball? Like, so you don't really see them because they're training from an early age.
They just get shipped off to like a village. There's everyone's tall hooping.
Yeah, that's not really what I meant. But yeah.
Yeah, it was fun though. I watched the women's national championship game and did not watch the men's. I'm, you know, changing.
Because of Caitlin Clark? Yeah. Or because of all of it?
Because like, of Caitlin Clark. You know, yeah. Got a wife from Iowa. Caitlin Clark's pretty electrifying. I was tuned in.
I enjoyed it even without her, but it'll be interesting to see how it continues without her.
I don't know.
A lot of people are like, women's basketball has arrived. I'm like, well, maybe.
Is she a senior?
She's just arrived. Huh?
She's done.
Yeah, onto the WNBA. So we'll see if people follow her.
I see.
And I think there'll be more girls similar to her talent level. They're just going to get better, but she's unreal. She just looks like Steph Curry out there.
Yeah, it is pretty fun what she can awesome. Do.
Do we find it?
Sorry, I sent you on a goose chase, Derek. Maybe it's not that popular of a video. We don't. It's fine.
Seeing why the WNBA is a privilege.
Well, you can just keep that for privilege. Later.
Yeah, we'll dive in later.
Yeah, no worries.
No worries. How long have we been going?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Oh, wait, what else we got?
Derek's got some more for us. Not conspiracies, unfortunately, but...
I mean, kind of.
Okay.
Okay, what?
We got some cheese caves and chain pizza. And
cheese cave. Oh, that sounds like a Friday night.
Can't wait.
What do you think a cheese cave is, Katie?
I really don't know.
Oh, I've seen this.
Say the weird thing.
At one point in time in the United States, the dairy industry was struggling so heavily that they reached out to lobbyists who went to the government, who encouraged them to buy an excess of cheese to make sure the stock market didn't crash surrounding the dairy industry, resulting in what we now know as the cheese case, but also something else. While the government stores the cheese in the cheese caves, they also send out plenty of excess cheese to modern pizza chains in the United States, such as Papa John's and Domino's and Jet's and pretty much every pizza pizza chain you know of uses government cheese. Because they had such an excess of cheese and because they were looking for a way to get rid of it to justify the cost of buying so much, the government encouraged a lot of these chain pizza places to use more and more cheese in various products. The government is why we have stuffed crust pizza.
The way she filmed that.
That had a million likes.
Is she being dead serious?
Those eyes say dead serious.
Yeah, they really do. I thought she was going to end with, I am forever grateful.
I mean.
So much cheese. Cheese caves.
She's like, in what year did she say that they were struggling? In 19...
It's they've yeah, this cheese lasts a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they're still sending cheese from these cheese caves out to Papa John's.
You think
John's.
Blue cheese is on purpose? Guess again.
Yeah.
It's just 50-year-old cheese in the cheese caves, the molding.
She never said where the caves are.
So Springfield, Missouri underground is, there's a conspiracy that they have a bunch of cheese down there.
Oh, so. Jake, you know anything about that?
Yeah, come on, come clean.
Yeah, so my dad works for Big Cheese. Big Cheese Underground. It's different than Big
Cheese.
Okay,
because you were never very clear with what he did. I was confused.
Yeah, I said he works in the restaurant industry, but yeah, it's Big Underground Cheese. And no, there are so many. So the way that Springfield, Missouri does all their like utilities and everything, it's one company and they're under the city. I guess just a way of like, maybe back in the day, like, we don't need no skyscrapers. We'll dig. I don't know why they did underneath.
Like, so water, electricity, all that, it's one company and they are hiding under the ground?
Yeah, look, Katie.
I don't know if they're hiding, but oh yeah. No! So my dad's there in the back.
Yep. He just under the ground all day
those
long.
Those are his hands kind of poking out. I don't know if it's water or everything, but it's like a city utilities. Yeah, it's like underground and never been down there. But with anything underground under a city, it's just like it's ripe for a conspiracy. So people are always talking like, I think, you know, Y2K, there's bunkers under there. The billionaires, everyone's flying into Springfield to be under the city and, you know, stock market crash. Well, they're under the city. And COVID, well, there's sanitizer under the city. So, if you guys want to be friends with my friends from high school on Facebook, you'll hear all this stuff.
There's so much happening underground.
Wow. Yeah. Do you think they just did it to, like, protect them from tornadoes, maybe?
That could be it.
Could be it.
Yeah, that could be it. I thought it was just they love digging.
Could be sadder stuff, like how... arguably the most racist place in recent memory.
Yeah, Springfield.
Not because of you.
No, I did my part. No, to fight it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not to keep it popular. But yeah, I think Southwest Missouri is one of the least diverse places in the country, which is normally not good for, you know,
now, are you saying they've never lived there, or do they keep certain races underground?
That I would have to call my dad. Mm-hmm. What if? I just call my dad. Hey, what's with the...
Where are the Asians by the cheese? Because there's none under up
okay,
top of the ground.
Okay, this is horrible.
So we're the Stryford Indians.
We should stop.
But where are they?
Where are they?
Aren't Asians notorious for being lactose intolerant? Yes.
Are they really?
Yes, they are. That's
how do you know
what
that?
Do you guys
what
know
Asian
that?
Food has cheese in it? None. Huh? What Asian food has cheese in it?
We,
I thought it was a personal
we
preference
have it all.
Thing. They can't tolerate it, huh?
Yeah.
They won't stand for it.
Yeah.
I love the word. Yeah.
Ever thought about that?
Tolerant or like intolerant.
Just
like
we need more cheese and
Asian.
They're
food?
Putting cream cheese in the sushi.
In America.
We always do everything better.
I think that's nasty.
No, I actually don't like that.
That
keep
is
it pure.
Nasty, yeah.
Keep it pure.
Pure raw.
Pure raw.
Yeah.
Well, good for that lady. She made one little TikTok, a million likes.
I mean,
TikToker.
She made it. She played it off as if maybe she's someone who doesn't use social media or whatever. She knew how to work that camera and her voice.
Voice to text was on there.
She knew what she was doing. That last angle, just of her nose and her eyes. She knew what she was doing.
I bet it's not her first cheese-based TikTok. Yeah. And I bet the other ones weren't about conspiracies.
Yeah.
My mom had those eyes during COVID.
Tinfoil on her head and yeah. Did you guys stockpile sanitizer or did you do any like make some like crazy purchases?
We got the text saying guys be prepared next week. So with those eyes.
Yeah. From your mom.
Yeah.
Be prepared for the cheese?
Those cruise ships that were housing people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there was a lot of got a lot of weird texts at that time, but not to totally shift gears. I have a video I very much want to discuss.
Fun. Let's look at it.
Derek, if you wouldn't mind. I've seen this person's over the years. And that so funny, she, eh? I don't know. You talk about pronouns. Look at this.
Okay.
Persons.
Are you talking about us? Yeah, I knew you were. Yeah.
Conjoined twin.
It's two people.
Excuse me. Okay. Abby start over. Start Josh over. Pause real quick. Start over. The conjoined twins get married. Yep. Now, this is fascinating.
One twin gets married.
Well, what are their pronouns?
She. They. She. Her. Her. Them. So they have five.
It depends. Are you talking about both of them or one of them? You say they, if you're talking about both of them, you say her.
It is so crazy. There's a human beings walking around with two heads. I can't believe they're...
Yeah, what do they share? Like one heart?
It's fascinating.
One of everything, but like the head pieces. Four eyes, two heads.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I did say they each control an arm. Yeah. I did say, just play the clip.
Okay. That's, yeah.
I think they're teachers too or something like that.
Yeah. Twins are fascinating.
Who's been physically connected to Sister Brittany since birth has secretly tied the knot. Abby Hensel married Secret. Josh Bowling in 2021, marking a divergence in the twins' shared lives. Now a heartwarming video of the couple's first dance has surfaced. The twins work in tandem to walk, drive, and even teach their shared fifth grade class, each having control of one arm and one leg. They have previously said in interviews that they'd like to have children one day, but as they share a reproductive system, it's not known who'd legally be the mother.
Ooh, what a cliffhanger.
What if like a 2020 tore them apart? One's like, put your mask on. No, I'm not a sheep. And they're just right here. They just had to be like, I'm done. I'm not talking to you anymore. What if they fight?
I'm sure they fight. Could you imagine living that like, close to someone 24/7?
I'm storming off from you right now. Imagine I'm in the other room.
I mean, I'm sure they do that.
That's crazy. So one of the girls got married.
There was a lot. So many questions. There's a lot of questions. A lot of comments online about this. Yeah.
It's like date night. Does the girl just put on? So, I bet she just puts in headphones.
A lot of people say like, well, what if the other girl wants to get married? Then what?
I think she should be allowed to. Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, but like, I guess they all just live together.
Yeah, I guess.
I read too that there's another set of conjoined twins that both got married and they split days. So they're both, they
joint custody.
So like it was something like, you
divorced know, kids situation.
Yeah. Like him and his buddy, like, hey, I got the kids today. I got the girls today.
Yeah.
And you just have both of them.
I'm with the wives this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta break a lot of like traditional rules if you marry a conjoined twin. So, I mean, you gotta do something. And how does, they want to have kids someday. I don't even know if I'd go into that. That seems
it's interesting because
like
she, you know, they're like, who would legally be the mom? But like, does that matter? You're like together.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, I know what you mean. It's my kid. No, it's mine. Well, try to take it from me then. Yeah, they're kind of just right there all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just would have to come to, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, do they, like, when, how does this work? Do they get one vote? Do they get two votes?
Right.
What denotes a second person?
Two hearts, two brains? Privately.
Yeah.
They'd be like, just give us your word. You won't look at the other's vote.
I bet they get two. They're two.
Two?
Yeah.
Does the school pay them two salaries?
Two salaries?
Oh, dang.
Oh, that's a good question because they're teaching the same class.
It's a bad look for a woman. It takes two to do one job.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad look for the feminist movement, really.
Yeah, that's why I'm watching women's college basketball to offset it.
God, my student has two teachers. They can't even get it done.
Yeah, it just raises a lot of questions. Good for them, though. I mean, just like the walking would be so difficult. It's like you have to always be on the same page where you're walking and how you're doing stuff. So, I mean, the fact they're getting married and going to have kids, I'm sure they've done much harder things.
Yeah.
But legally,
I'm at a loss for words.
And really. Just, I know it is hard to like say everything. I'm thinking, how does consent work?
Right. There's a lot of things that, I mean, they share the same body. So,
I mean, do you think they feel the same pain? Like if they get some brutal like bubble guts or something? as one, just like, oh, I had
the Cheese Cave.
Sorry. Don't eat that. You know what that does to me, us. You know what that does to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at what point...
Bath or shower?
At what point does their nervous system shower. Split? Because they have separate control, so I don't think that they can feel the other arm.
No, does she reach over and pinch her knee? She's like, hey, quit that. I can't feel that. You can't.
I mean, it is amazing that they are alive and doing as well. Like, that's... Medically, it's crazy.
How does the brain work? It can't control the left arm, but it can it feel the left arm? Can they play catch? I hope so. I think they can play catch.
You know, I'd like to think they went to like the marches during Black Lives Matter, and one was like just the whole time just shouting like disagree, disagree. Another one is like supporting.
The other one's like doing this.
Yeah. Put your arm. Yeah. Down. She's put a Black Power. She's like stop. Put that down. No. The anthem comes on.
And they're trying to kneel.
Standing up and down.
Yeah.
Stop. Hey, stand back up. No.
I mean, it'd be pretty easy if one person just doesn't.
Just go dead weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try to keep me up.
Yeah, try that. Come on. I'm going to get my husband over here.
There's so much gray area in conjoined twins. I hope I never become conjoined. How does it work?
It's so they live where the eclipses cross.
Yeah. Okay. Little ones.
That would be a much better theory on the eclipse, honestly.
Too much yellow printer ink. That is wild. There's a lot of questions to ask. Good for them, though.
All right. Should we get to some segments? We have a few today.
Yeah. Do we have any music to go along with them, though?
Well, we're gonna start with Let's start with Trigger.
Okay. Sorry. Cool. Okay. Right on.
Triggered. Derek, pull up this photo. Recti sent this in on the email. Emails anytime, correct@trakina.com. Just want to discuss this in general. I know this has been talked ad nauseum. Is that a dad word? Why did I just say that? Steel cutouts before workout. Cold plunge for 3 minutes. Currently sitting by the oven, drinking bone broth. Now, this movement has gotten out of control. These people do all the same tenets. They're like, I'd love to drink bone juice.
Right.
I barefoot all the time.
The grounding.
I want to eat organs.
The way you described it as bone juice really
they get
gross.
The bones of mammals.
It's bone
and
broth.
They soak them.
They wring them
and
out.
They drink the fats and juices out of them.
I don't like
and
that.
And they're
cold
like,
plunge.
This is starting my day. Yeah. Cold plunge, sauna, contrast, feet, grounding. The grounding is annoying. Have you seen this? They're like, my kids never get sick because they're always grounding. They're running around barefoot. That's called being nine. Don't call it grounding. We don't need to rebrand this. That's annoying.
What else you got?
It's annoying. And I'm on too much of a algorithm where it's like, this is what I'm eating for lunch. And it's just like honey, fruit, and organs. And they're like, the carnivore diet. People say, I've eaten nothing but meat. I've lost 50 pounds. Well, you were eating McDonald's before this.
Show us before where you're eating.
Relax.
I would like to say, honestly, Thomas is on. He is part of this health kick. This morning, he had some steel-cut oats with some berries, and then he ran around for quite some time. Maybe a little pouch. His pouch has bone broth in it.
Bone, okay. Bone juice?
Thomas is right there with him.
He's very healthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's looking at it.
He dumps his kind of water on himself, a little cold plunge action.
He really does. He's
healthier than all of us.
He never poops in a toilet. These people probably don't either.
It's very carnivorous. From start to finish.
Just wildlife.
He doesn't have shoes on a lot.
I'm not real clear on what bone broth is, so I just Google it. It's clear. First of all, stop you right there. I'm looking at pictures of it. It's not clear.
It's not clear.
Gross, yeah, it's not yellow. Clear. It looks like when I donated plasma and I was freaked out. I was like, why is my blood orange? Oh, yeah. Maybe it's the same.
It's just, plasma.
It's
drink up.
No, I don't know.
Ew.
Wake up, America.
The yellow printer ink.
That is super nasty.
It's in your bone broth.
No.
Bone broth is a clear, not true, protein-rich liquid made by simmering animal bones.
It's pretty graphic.
Yummy.
It's broth.
Why not just have
like the Brussels sprouts. Those are pretty good.
When I was pregnant with Thomas, I did drink bone broth because I was so nauseous. I couldn't really get anything down, but it has a lot of protein. So
what does the like chicken noodle soup broth, is it nutrient rich?
It's not as much because it's not made with bones.
It seems sodium rich, but man, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was triggered by.
I get that.
Do you have a triggered, Katie? You did, right?
Yeah, I did. You probably vividly remember it, actually.
Does this bring you joy?
On Sunday, we flew home from Salt Lake, me, Trey, and Thomas, and we're leaving. We were walking out to get our bags in Kansas City, and you know those, like, the people mover walkways? Well, Thomas was in his Duna stroller, and Trey was pushing Thomas like a few feet in front of him on the people mover walkway. And I was like, Trey, stop doing that. That is really dangerous. If it hits the side, he's going to flop. He was only buckled in on the bottom. He wasn't fully strapped in also.
So he was the equivalent. He was doing a roller coaster that doesn't go upside down. It was just the lap bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not the full strap. Okay. Yep. Got it.
Good. He wasn't supposed to go upside down. and so Trey keeps doing it. I'm like, seriously, stop. That's really, it's one thing to do it on just like normal ground. That's fine. But on the people mover thing, very dangerous.
It's interesting you call it a people mover.
That's the only thing I've ever heard it called before.
Escalator.
But escalator goes up.
Oh, all right. Carry on. Still, never heard people mover.
It is not the appropriate. I don't know what you call it, but that's, I've heard people call it that. So anyways. And
very literal.
I'm not even sure you're supposed to have strollers on them. Usually there's signs that say like no strollers.
It's definitely called a moving walkway.
Oh,
people mover sounds way cooler.
Well, you said escalator, and she just described an escalator, and you go, oh, no, it's an elevator. No, those are different. Oh.
Anyways, he keeps doing it, and then he stops doing that, and then he takes the car seat, and he's like messing around with the tipping it back and forth on this thing
long
again.
Story.
All of a sudden, Thomas flips over in his front part, you know, kind of goes against the ground on the people mover.
Wait, which way does he tip over? Front?
Front. He forward. So Trey's messing with the bar and then tips him down and then it just falls forward.
He was like, so the handle like stopped him from hitting the ground, but he's just kind of like dangling. You know, like dangling all.
It's so as all of you moms out there could imagine, I was pretty angry after that.
Yeah, it's probably top five all the time. She was like, quit it. I'm not kidding. I mean, just didn't even care we were in public anymore.
I
got reprimanded. Like, it felt like I was 4 years old.
It was, I was also exhausted from traveling the whole week and everything. I was like, I do not have time for this.
I was like,
Thomas was fine. He was fine. He didn't get upset or anything.
She was so supportive during the special and everything and just making sure I was like, just being supportive. And I was like, can we go back to the last few days when you like had to be nice to me the whole time?
Yeah. I think I pulled out some line like, I've been so supportive the past week and made sure you were fine, everything. Like, don't make me regret it.
That was a good one. I just felt like a little boy.
I really felt like I was bringing some good mom energy.
Yeah, I was like, this is good. This is good training. Yeah. Well done. I've learned my lesson.
That would be like the scene in the movie where it's like, you know, this a lot of tension. Don't make me regret it. And then the scene is over. But then you always wonder, like, well, what happens after that? So what happens the next 30 minutes? You're still in the airport.
No, the best is having a kid, at least Thomas, is just the lifesaver. Because as she's shouting at me and just giving it to me, you look down and he's like.
Yeah. So then I just start laughing.
And he's like laughing. Like, oh, this is funny.
The escalators are right after that. So what crazy things did you do on the escalator?
We took the elevator.
And then she got after me in the closed elevator. Which is a nice moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she strike you?
She hit me.
You're stalled. Well,
she's sexist. We learned that earlier. Now, he just laughing. It was funny, too, because when she first got after me, you looked down at him, and Thomas was like this.
He was like, awkward.
He was like, awkward.
Not in front of me, guys.
Not in front of me.
Just take my shoes off. Let me walk around ground here.
Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Okay, that was some triggered. I heard Jake's got a dramatic reading for us.
Yeah,
dramatic
we don't need much, Derek, reading. But maybe just a quick little song. This is, found this online this week. Who doesn't love a good HOA post? HOA Facebook group.
Never gets old.
Oh.
So that's where this is coming from. This is a short but sweet homeowners association message. Not bad. Just a gentle reminder to please close your windows when cooking meat. As a vegan runner, it is always hard for me. I try to go out running several nights a week around dinner time. When you are cooking with the windows open, the smell of meat can be quite overpowering. Honestly, the odor is offensive. Please have empathy for your hashtag plant-based neighbors.
Oh my God.
Closing windows when cooking meat and only cooking vegetables if possible.
Oh my gosh.
If possible, I don't ask for much. I do not want to be a stereotype, so I won't go into detail on why cooking animals is offensive. But I encourage you to do your research and join the movement with others who are fighting back. Signed, Karen.
Legit, Karen?
No.
Oh.
It's like, whoa. No, wow, her name is like Zoe or something.
Yeah, it used to be something else.
That's the vegan issue, right? That's like, oh, everyone has to do what she wants? You have empathy.
Yeah,
I'm cooking meat.
Do you think that maybe she doesn't know that people like grill outside?
Yeah, barbecue.
That's kind of weird. What?
All she's like, why do you, in the summer everyone cooks with their window open? And I just can't.
Fourth of July? How do they get windows this big? Yeah. It's crazy what my neighborhood smells like. I go to the lake. There's windows everywhere.
I just don't think that many people are cooking with their windows open.
I'd like to see the reverse of this. If someone complained, like, hey, I can't stand the smell of vegans running past my windows at dinner time. Yeah. I hate the smell
you
of it.
Smell like farts and broccoli. Get smell off like my property.
Bone broth.
I guess she doesn't step foot in any establishment that serves meat because you would smell that's it.
Not when she's running, I think.
That's pretty intense. I mean, I can't believe you found that.
That was on a Facebook page?
HOA? Yeah, that was nice. Online. Yeah,
any
viral.
Responses?
I didn't see like the original post. I saw like a screenshot of it. So she's probably not doing great right now.
Yeah.
She had to move for sure.
Yeah. I had to find a new HOA. I will say you guys know, Rachel and I, we run a mile every day and every now and then, you get some good smells and it's hard not to run into the house. because it smells so good. Because you are probably running around dinner time. You're probably hungry. You're like, oh my gosh, that smells so good. Good thing I'm allergic to it, or else it'd be a problem. I would just run in there and like, what are you guys cooking?
Someone's cooking beef in here.
Yeah.
Smell it. It
smells so good.
Okay. Vegan runners. Of course, every vegan's a runner too.
Ugh.
Don't you think? They're always...
They have like a weird brand of shoe on too. Yeah. Just wear Nike.
It's got the toes.
The toe shoes. Either the toes. Toe shoes.
Yeah. I'm going to run because the chickens can't.
Yeah. Or like...
They're cooped up.
I think they have those shoes. They're like negative weight. It's like these are floatless shoes. The astronauts wear these. It's always a weird shoe.
Yeah. Like you... It compression smells sleeves. Like meat.
Yeah.
You smell like meat. Shower. Use real shampoo. They're using... Apple cider vinegar.
Get some aluminum in your deodorant, all right, every now and then.
Oh, sometimes. I use all natural stuff, except like on the special when it comes to getting on the show. I mean, I got an aluminum spray. I put a can of Pepsi in each arm. loaded up.
I do the same thing. I'm not having
pit stains up there.
I do feel like I usually will use more natural stuff, but there are times where it calls for the real stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So when you're willing to go all the way back, what's the big thing? Like, I need this.
I mean, you're like outside all day in the summer. You got to wear the real stuff.
Like at the pool.
Oh, sunscreen?
Like pool?
Or deodorant. Oh, deodorant. Okay.
Yeah. Like
a pool day.
Yeah. You bring out the aluminum. You're like in a crowded concert, sweat. Like if you're going to be, let me tell you, someone backstage at the special needed to switch the real stuff.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh. Yeah. Was it someone on the crew or a guy on the crew there? It's not on our tour crew.
I'll leave the room.
It wasn't on our tour crew. Honestly, I feel relatively close to everyone on the tour crew. If someone smelled that bad on our tour crew, I feel like I'd be like,
would you really?
I mean,
was that bad?
I would want to know.
It was potent. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
Who do you know? You would tell Isaac. You would say, hey, bud, you smell awful.
I might be like, Jake, you need to tell Isaac.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I mean, wouldn't you want to know?
Yes. I'm a big fan of like, hey, you got something in your teeth. Hey, you got something outside of your mouth. But like your own personal hygiene, I don't know. That's kind of like...
But it wasn't just like take care of yourself. Right? You
smell like pee?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
That's a whole other
issue. Maybe there are different people. Derek had a pee guy.
When I started to smell it, I just kind of had to walk away. So I don't know if I got that close. Gotcha. But
let us know if you're at the Salt Lake show and smelled urine everywhere.
No, it wasn't in the crowd.
Oh. Okay.
Real quick, speaking of the Salt Lake City, I mentioned this to you off the pod when we were talking. But I was like, did you notice Salt Lake City, like, the gay people there, they were a different brand of gays. They were like
extra
rebelliously gay in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Derek, does your family know about this? Because I feel like
100%.
I notice it's like it's more wrong to be gay here. So if you're gay, I'm gonna show you just how gay I am.
Yeah.
And then really
extra flair to it. Yeah, I met some lesbians in Denver. They were relaxed. They're like, we're good here.
Hey.
What's up? We've been together.
Power couple.
How we doing?
Subaru.
You went to Salt Lake? My flight to Salt Lake, the gay flight attendant was like, let everyone hurry up and get off because I have a date with the mimosa ASAP. Like he was really putting on a show and I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, just the funny flight attendant in general is awful. But when he walked by and he was checking the upper, as the flight attendants do, the upper thing. And he's like, who is like Wagner? Wagner. The guy's like me. He's like, your bag's kind of falling apart, dear.
He called him out with his bag. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like, that's kind of funny, but I mean, he's just like being super gay.
Oh yeah. I needed some stuff. So I went to Walgreens and I saw like a gay couple holding hands, which it's cold out. You need those in your coat pocket. I know this is not practical. Holding hands, skipping the street. Yeah, yeah.
The gayest way to transport.
It is. Body, I mean, that's on record. And I was like, this is what you do in Salt Lake City. Like to show like you got to fight your fight. You got to show people like, hey, I'm not just kind of gay. Yeah. I really.
Like I had a black waiter in Salt Lake and he had his hat like super up and sideways.
Yeah.
And I feel like, he used to be like, you know, I'm like one of seven here. I got to just really.
Yeah.
I have anything I can do to just really let you know.
Yeah. You're just like.
He's cool. He's nice. Good waiter.
Playing rap music out of his pocket. Just want you to know.
Yeah. On the Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clipped to his backpack. He did that.
Utah's a wild place.
Mm-hmm. He called Katie thick. She's 120 pounds.
Oh, that reminds me. I met the guy. I think it was Salt Lake City. I met a guy. He was wearing like a Mood Swings hat on the lobby. I was like, dude, love the hat. He's like, dude, I'm the one who commented that Katie is 6'6 and something like
that. He was
like,
6'6 wow. 130 or whatever.
That's about him in real life.
Yeah. I was like, that's awesome.
He was really proud of that comment.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I think it was his first sentence to me.
Yeah. That's funny.
He's like, it's a little weird now to say I was the one who commented about Katie's body. But yeah, I know you guys like the comments. That was me.
Yeah. He's like so proud. I'm the one who called Trey's wife a giant skinny person.
Yeah.
Not to brag. What a world.
At that restaurant too. What are you talking about? Thomas is currently obsessed with basketball. I mean, he has basketball goal, you know, in our living room, in the bathtub. If it's on TV, he's like, ball, ball. He says, ba, ba, ball. That's how you say it. He says basketball.
That's how I say it.
And in this restaurant, there was a basketball goal, like really high on the wall with a ball sitting in it. And he, the entire meal, ball, 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 ball.
Freaking out.
Yes.
Speaking of Tour Life, Thomas, you have a story for us, don't you?
I do.
Not that I didn't love the story she told recently. I loved it, and I loved the length of it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just do a segment, okay? We ready? Ready for it?
A story in under 30 seconds.
Ooh, upgrading.
It's like I'm on the Disney Channel.
It's not on my headphones, so I didn't know if it did.
Okay, yeah, it got over.
Okay. That's fine. We're okay. We have the music and the countdown. Katie's got a story to tell. And we can't wait to hear the condensed version of it. It's going to be beautiful.
30. Oh, 29. My gosh. Okay. 28.
So 27. We 26. Had Thomas sleep on the bus for the first time. And he had his bunk. He had a little like crib situation that he could sleep in the bunk.
19.
Trey and I are in the back of the bus. It went well for a couple hours. He woke up at around 13, 12. Well, to go to 12, sleep, I had to lay in the bunk with him to get him to go to sleep. 9, and then around 12:30, he woke up crying. 7, I panicked, 6, got up because I didn't want him to wake everyone else 4, up in the bunks.
3,
and 2, he ended up sleeping in the bed with 1. Us, which is not even a full-size bed.
Little room.
Pretty good. Got,
if you didn't waste the first 5 seconds with, oh my gosh, okay, so it's one time.
Yeah, the last 5 seconds, there was a lot in there.
I got a little flustered.
Mm-hmm. So you guys shared a full-size bed with Thomas on a bus.
Yeah. And the funny part is that Trey and I were both trying to be so nice to each other that it actually, like, went the wrong way. Like, so brought Thomas back there, and Thomas, he's kind of, like, crammed. Like, he's kind of like, okay, this is annoying. Thomas never sleeps with us. We don't ever co-sleep or anything. So he is kind of like, I don't love this. So I'm kind of like, yeah. Trey, like, you really should go sleep in the bunk so you can get really good sleep. You should go sleep in the bunk. Like, it'll be good for you. And in his mind, he's like, no, I'm going to stay here with you.
Solidarity.
I'm going to stay with you. I don't want you to feel like you have to just take care of Thomas alone. Yeah. But I just kept being like, I really think it's important you get some sleep. So I think you should go. And, like, the next morning, I was like, could you have just gone to the bunk? Like, it really would have been.
I finally went at, like, 7 a.m. by, like, 8:30, she's like, all right, get up. He's up now. And I was like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, he finally went at 7 a.m. when he woke up. I was like, this is not the point here.
6 a.m., Thomas was just beating on my head as we laid there.
He's like, basketball.
Yeah.
Bah, bah, bah.
So it's kind of funny. We were both like trying to be so nice to each other that it just like.
And then we went to breakfast and we, you know, didn't sleep well, three of us. And we're off schedule. He's starving. And this breakfast place was great, but it took. We're at Wichita. It took 30 minutes to get our like eggs and hash browns.
Yeah.
And Thomas is just pointing to food on adjacent tables going, ah!
We look like you're starving him. I felt
I defeat
so
him
bad.
a tiny packet of like Smucker's jelly. And we looked, I mean, we have hats on. We look disheveled.
Thomas is still in his pajamas.
The bus is parked in an alley. We like come out of an alley feeding him jelly. I mean, we look homeless.
It was quite, and I mean, I usually have snacks in the bag, but I didn't bring them because I was like, oh, we're going to go to like this like diner type breakfast. We'll get it really quick. And Derek, did your food
Ours
take
took
forever?
A while where we thought that we were forgotten. We're like, hey, do you think the
guy had us?
Yeah.
For a diner, which is normally like you order and it's right there. Like,
yes.
Suspiciously too fast.
I mean, like scrambled eggs, I can't take too
Normally long. At diners, you don't have to eat the Smucker's jelly. Like other restaurants, yes, you eat the little jelly packets to hold yourself over, but not at a diner.
Trey's just like spooned the little like pillow, spoon feeding Thomas this jelly.
Sad.
This is sad.
Okay, let's wrap up with a couple fan videos.
Fan videos.
Oh.
Nice.
Fun, right?
Sure. That's sweet. Well done.
Thank you. Who do we got?
She looks Mormon.
The Correct Opinions Podcast. I am Alyssa. And I just wanted to get on here and share my story. Trey, when you shared a couple podcasts ago about how when your mom said crap and like your world shattered, it reminded me of my own little sheltered kid moment as a kid. So there's like two parts to this story. I'll try and be quick. But there's one day where I was driving in the car with my dad, and I don't know, I think I was really little, like 7 or 8. And,
get it right.
I did the phrase like, dumb, dumb, dumb. And he turned to me, he was like, we don't say dumb in our house. Please don't say that. Think of another word. And I was like, okay. And so I was just thinking, I was like, what other word could I say instead of dumb? And at that moment, we passed something that reminded me of beavers. And that's very important, beavers. And I was like, well, beavers make dams. I was like, perfect. It rhymes. I was like, Dad, I have another word for you. And I apologize, this next part is a little PG-13. So close your ears if you're not ready. But I was like, damn, damn, damn. And he's like, oh my gosh, Alyssa. And like, never say that word. That's even worse. And instead of like internalizing the word damn as a swear word, I internalized beavers as bad. Okay. So now fast forward to a little bit later and my dad, he yells crap. And as soon as he says it, he's like, I'm so sorry, girls. Like, I shouldn't have said that. Please don't say that word. It's not very nice. And in my brain, I heard crab. And like, so first, I was just crabs like, what too. Is with all these animals actually being bad words? And so I was like having this existential crisis trying to understand how beavers and crabs are bad and how,
well, crabs.
What
is.
Other words can I not say? And so I was like, is a horse a bad word? And it's a good thing I never learned about the word dog, the other word for donkey, because I would have had a bitch. But that's anyway, funny. So that was just a funny little story from my childhood that I didn't realize until I was older what like it all actually meant. So anyways, fun story. Love you guys so much. You always crack me up. And I'm excited to see you guys in Salt Lake.
I knew it.
A lot of my sisters and our husbands. We all love you guys.
That's really amazing.
Thank you.
All right.
I promise.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
I'd never heard that before. You could just That's tell amazing. When they're Utah.
Well, it's going to blow her mind what she hears about whores whose beavers have crabs.
Yeah, there you go.
Trey, oh my gosh. Where is my button?
I can't find it either.
Stop. That is
impressive.
I mean, she won. They're all kind of bad words, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there's connotations to each. Yeah, donkey. It's impressive of her to be able to trace it back. You know, she's probably 16 years old. Like, wait, why do I think horses or, you know, beavers and crabs? Like, it'd be hard to remember all that. So good for her for, you know, being able to remember her trauma. Also, it's funny, like the 7 or 8 year old brain when she's like, oh, yeah, like a beaver dam will work. And she said, because it rhymes. She mean that word rhymes with itself 3 times in a row?
Right. Damn and dumb.
Yeah, I don't know what rhymes.
I don't know what rhymes. She never learned what rhymes are either.
Don't rhyme in this house. That's how the devil works.
Well, thanks for sharing it. Thanks for coming to the Salt Lake Show. And
that was fun.
Thanks for being on their crowd.
Crabs, too.
I hope I didn't mention, I don't know if I mentioned animals in my set. I hope I didn't trigger something.
I think it's an animal-free show.
I don't know if either of us.
It is an animal-free show, huh?
Good. I don't think anyone mentions animals.
Good, good. Well, thanks for sending that in. What else we got?
Hey, guys. I'm Emily. I'm a huge fan.
I
grew up in Utah. Now I'm living in Idaho. I think you guys should come to the East Idaho State Fair sometime.
Because she moved.
I think the population here would really love you. I've been listening to the podcast for a couple years now, and I just love it. My sheltered moment is that my mom would always clear her throat in movies when a swear word was going to come up. And so she would just start early and usually forget when the swear word was going to happen. So it would just be this, and we would usually miss what was going on. And I really love that sheltered moment. It still happens to this day if we watch a movie with my mom.
Oh, that's funny. Still.
And I wanted to share one more, and that is that at girls' camp growing up, they had to ban the song Children of the Lord because of the phrase, they came on by twosies, twosies. They had learned their birds and beesies, beesies, and they didn't want us to sing that. So I'm seeing you Friday in Salt Lake. What? So excited. Okay, bye.
What did she say? She didn't open her mouth.
Children of the... What's that? How's
they
that
used
song
to
go?
Say,
Derek, do you know this song?
No, but... I'm guessing she's like in Rexburg, Idaho. Eastern Idaho.
Uh-huh.
It's very...
Oh, wow. Okay, don't shoot. He's going to find you. How does that song go? Anyway. Birds just talks, and the beesies, beesies.
The birdsies and the beesies, beesies.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Get that out.
I took a pill and a beesies. I think it's a Mike Posner song.
You know what's funny is that, like... If you sing that in a children's setting, not a single child would be like, they just think they're singing about birds and bees.
Yeah, none of you, them would. When you say it's bad, then you start to ask questions. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch a movie with her mom. Can you imagine? You're a mom. We're just watching a movie, and I'm like, you better stand down, you son of a...
Whew. To this
you
day.
You want popcorn?
To this
oh,
day.
Oh, no. It's coming. Holy...
Double sneeze. Whoa.
It's like, funny because it's like, back there? Like, do you think, I mean, that doesn't really cover the word. Like, you know what I mean? I
feel if you're like, watching the movie. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Another Utah. Do we have, can we go 3 for 3, Utah? Come on, be good.
Hey, good correct opinions podcasters. A fellow recty here. I've redone this video about 20 times because I have a dog laying on my arm and... I ramble on.
Flex on the two doodles.
My name's Mikkel. I'm from Utah.
Oh,
wow.
And I was at your show on Saturday, and you guys did a great job. I was giggling like crazy, but I had a few questions, and one of which is, I know you guys are taping a special, so I was just curious, did you have to wear the same clothes two nights in a row?
Good question.
I'm assuming you're going to use film from both nights, or just... was wondering about that. And then number two is I think Trey, you're a really good singer, and I think you should put out an album with all of the songs that you've written for your shows, because I was at your show a few years ago, and you also sang, and I think that,
dog dead?
People would listen to it slash buy it.
Katie hopes
one of them, so I think you should bring
it. Oh, I hope that dog's dead.
And then I guess lastly, we just wanted to say that you guys are really great. We love the show. Jake, we were starstruck that you were right in front of us. We were sitting front row. And Katie, when you came out, we were like, oh my gosh, that's Katie. She's beautiful. That's enough. Like, get off the stage because you're so beautiful. We just loved being there. So thanks, guys. You're great. We love you.
Wow, very nice. Thank you.
Sorry that it kind of made for your dog. After you, while you're saying compliment about me.
The dog wasn't even like breathing.
I've never seen a dog that still before. I feel like very well behaved.
Send that video to Katie when she's feeling down.
Well, it just kind of was like, oh, it's just laying there. I'm like, it hasn't moved a muscle. But thank you. That was very nice.
Thank you for coming to the show. All the nice words. Yes, same outfit both nights.
But you have two of the same shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But he chose not to wear the new one.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wore the same shirt both nights. That was just in a disaster scenario. I spilled something on it. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, just so we have
returning the shirt, saving that money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't need two of the same shirt.
When you return things, you make money.
Yep. Girl math.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with it.
Yep.
I wore the same shirt two nights in a row. I got dropped. So I was trying to wear it as little as possible. Like, I'm going to wear it on the stage, and that's it. I don't want it to get gross for the second night. And so night number two, I get ready in the hotel. And then I take an Uber there. I keep the shirt on a hanger, you know, wear it as little as possible. Well, the Global General Conference for the Mormon Church is also going on downtown across the street from us. The closest my Uber driver can get me to the venue is a mile away. So I just walk. So
oh my
I'm just
gosh.
Walking past everyone
coming to the show with my shirt on. So people roll down the window. Hey, we're coming to see you tonight. Thanks. I'll be in this shirt. You'll see this.
It's no wrinkles.
Look at
we're
it.
We're ready.
I wore it last night. Can't even tell, can you? I'm going to steam it anyway, but yeah, it looks pretty good. So yeah, that was great.
Wore the same shirt twice. I did notice after the second show, you were feeling very relaxed because then you decided to eat red spaghetti with that white shirt on.
Yeah, he was in the zone.
And I was like, doesn't care anymore, I guess. You know, it's all good.
I didn't even realize that, but you're right. I did get after it because I went spaghetti and then cherry cobbler. So I was really asking for it.
You know, really
cream
were.
Colored shirt.
Yeah.
Wow. Rolling the dice.
Yeah, we had to take a photo afterwards, but I said it'll be fine. She also wants an album.
Yeah, thank you for the kind word. It is funny to me when, I don't know, people, the reaction to the singing bits, obviously, they're not expecting that, or
yeah,
if they are expecting it, they're not like, oh, he can actually sing well. So it's funny when people come up, they're like, they're basically saying to me, like, did you know you can sing well? I'm like, well, I went for it, but I'm glad to hear. It's like, yeah, that's the only thing I'm truly confident in, to be honest, so... It is funny. I was like, they're like, yeah, of course you're funny, whatever. We're there, but the sing. Did you realize what you're doing, like, is good?
So I used to teach music, and like you can actually sing.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh wow, I guess. Oh, I'm glad I rolled the dice on that.
Like, what if they came up to me in the lobby afterwards, like, dude, that was like actually funny.
Yeah.
Like when you were performing comedy, that was exactly. You made like everyone was laughing.
Yeah, like you spoke, like we could hear you and stuff. That was good, but like. The jokes were actually good.
Like the way you worded them.
That is why it's funny.
Caught us off guard. And made
I'm kind of like the singing. That's the last thing in my mind. I'm confident I can hit the notes. I'm like, are the words I'm saying making you laugh? Really what I'm
that's
concerned
really
about.
Important.
You can actually kind of sing.
Huh. Which you did put from the last year. She said she heard the last.
Put out that.
The MLM song.
MLM
song. On Spotify.
On Spotify. If you're itching.
Music out there.
It's a catchy one. You will be singing it.
Yeah,
in the head for sure.
Lucas and I sang it a lot to each other last tour. Really stuck in the head. Now it's the new song.
How long we been going?
Hour 15.
Wow.
Well, that's too much. Let's take out some of this.
Delete some of it. Thank you guys. Again, come to the Dakotas. Get your tickets. We're wrapping up the tour this summer.
What are the cities in the Dakotas? Or is it just kind of
Fargo and Sioux Falls? The only ones.
The obvious ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah, thank you guys again coming out Utah, and we'll
see you in the Northeast.
Get
next?
Tickets to the rest of the, yeah, nor, yeah, coming up to the Northeast, Long Island. Where else are we coming?
Some casino up
Delaware.
There, Delaware, and then Times Square.
Mm-hmm. Get your tickets, and thanks again, guys. See you soon, Rectees. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.